Welcome to Blink Blink Clop Clop, an OCD storybook by Dr. Katia Moritz. Farmer Brown was puzzled. For the first time in his life, he couldn't understand what was happening to his animals, starting with Henrietta the chicken. Ring around the coop used to be her favourite game. Now she had no time to play. She was always doing strange things. Henrietta almost never got to eat. She would spend hours lining up her food as she repeated,
1, 2, 3, 4. Lost count. Start again. 1, 2. Lost count.
She worried that if her food were not perfectly lined up, Farmer Brown would accidentally plow over the coop. Her feathered friends would be crushed, and it would be all her fault. But the lines were never quite straight enough.
It just doesn't feel right,
she would cry nervously. Henrietta had been laying eggs for years, but now an upsetting idea kept going around and around in her head.
What if I thought I laid my eggs, but I didn't? How can I be sure?
No matter how many times she checked on her eggs, it was never enough. She had to check again.
I will check for the last time.
Henrietta promised herself, but she could never keep the promise.
Even going to bed had become a nightmare. The more tired Henrietta got, the stranger the things she had to do. Way past her bedtime, she would still be fluffing out her feathers. She knew they would get messy when she laid down, but she couldn't go to sleep until they looked exactly the same on both sides of her body. Her feathers had to be even, and they had to feel just right. And each night, getting them perfect took a little bit longer. Henrietta felt sad, different, and alone. What Henrietta didn't know was that Daisy the cow was having problems too. Daisy couldn't stop asking the same questions over and over.
Maybelle?
She would say.
What if my milk spoils and makes someone sick?
Your milk is just fine,
Maybelle would reply for the thousandth time.
What if I didn't ask the right way? What if I didn't understand her, or she didn't understand me?
Thought Daisy, and she would moo her question yet again.
Holy cow, why are you so stuck?
Asked Maybelle. Daisy's questions were unstoppable. Worse, she began to worry that she might be drooling.
I had better start licking my chops and wiping my mouth all at the same time until I'm sure my lips are really dry,
she thought. The weird thing was that even though she felt like she was drooling, she wasn't drooling at all. Soon, her mouth became chapped and sore. She looked like she had a mustache. Daisy also worried that she would get really, really sick. For no reason, she was afraid she was going to get mad cow disease. She was even afraid of human diseases that cows couldn't even get.
You must make sure you're safe from illnesses,
Daisy told all the other cows.
You never know what might happen,
she kept repeating. The other cows didn't understand why Daisy was so worried. Soon she was driving them crazy by asking them to constantly check her temperature.
Please check one more time. What if I have a fever now? What if I missed it?
She would ask again and again.
It seems the more we answer her questions, the worse she gets,
Maybelle said to another cow. Like Henrietta, Daisy felt sad, different, and alone. But Daisy and Henrietta weren't alone in their struggles. Snort, the smartest pig in the pig pen, was having problems of his own. The other pigs would have fun wrestling in the cool mud or enjoying a messy eating contest. But Snort never had any fun because he was too scared of getting mud on himself or his food.
I don't feel clean enough. What if I missed a body part or didn't wash long enough? What if I spread dirt from my legs to my head?
Worried Snort while taking a shower. These upsetting thoughts made him wash so often that he nearly washed the pink off his skin. His hooves became so dry that they felt like sandpaper. But still, Snort couldn't stop scrubbing. His habits made Snort feel better, but not for long. The more he repeated his silly habits, the more he had to repeat them. Then he got a funny feeling in his neck.
I had better clear my throat,
he thought fearfully. From then on, he would go all the time, even before he oinked.
Hey, Soapy! You ever heard a pig say a hem before he oinks? Not me!
The other pigs taunted. Snort also had to write everything just right and read the same things many times. He wanted to make sure he understood each word perfectly and spent hours and hours doing his homework. He kept going back over his answers and erased them so many times that he left holes all over the paper. No matter how hard he worked, he couldn't stop worrying about his grades. Snort felt sad, different, and alone too. Henrietta, Daisy, and Snort weren't alone. At the stables, there was a constant clop, clop, clop noise from Biscuit's stall. Right hoof, left hoof, and again. The poor horse had to do it in just the right pattern, first in threes and then in sixes. If anyone interrupted him, Biscuit would get really mad and have to start his pattern from the beginning. Biscuit had been keeping a secret. He was having troubling and scary thoughts that wouldn't go away.
What if Farmer Brown slips off my saddle and breaks his neck?
He worried. Sugar cubes, carrots, nothing helped Biscuit feel better. Biscuit couldn't even gallop anymore. When Farmer Brown took him out for a ride, Biscuit would slow down to a turtle's pace to make sure nothing bad happened. Soon, Biscuit started to blink his eyes when he stamped his hooves.
I know deep inside that it makes no sense, but I had better blink my eyes so nothing terrible happens to my family,
he thought. All day long from his stall came blink, blink, clop, clop, blink, blink, clop, clop. And just like Henrietta and Daisy and Snort, Biscuit felt sad, different, and alone. After watching Biscuit, his friend Trotter thought,
maybe the other animals are also suffering like Biscuit.
He decided to play detective. For the next few days, he watched what all the farm animals were doing. It didn't take long for him to spot Henrietta, Daisy, and Snort. Like Biscuit, they spent lots of time staring at something that Trotter couldn't quite see, until one windy, grey morning. Trotter opened his sleepy eyes and saw a little strange bug.
My name is O.C. Flea,
announced the bug in a booming voice.
O.C. what?
Replied Trotter.
O.C.F.L.E.A. And from now on, you're going to do everything I tell you to do. If you don't, you will feel really awful and bad things might happen to you. And if you tell anyone about me, all the bad things will happen.
Oh my, I bet that's what has happened to my friends. They have been falling for O.C. Flea's tricks,
thought Trotter.
I know what you're trying to pull around here, and I am not going to let you win,
he shouted at the flea. He hurried off, thinking,
this is an emergency. I have to do something now.
Trotter told all the farm animals about his visit from O.C. Flea. Hoot, the super smart owl, had an idea. He handed Snort the zoological encyclopedia and showed him where to read. Snort cleared his throat and began to read.
Obsessive compulsive O.C. Flea. A sneaky, mischievous insect that spreads lies and causes obsessions or upsetting thoughts to stick in the heads of his victims. Victims may doubt themselves and have a hard time making decisions. They may fear saying the wrong thing or saying things the wrong way. O.C. Flea also makes his victims repeat behaviors called compulsions over and over again. Washing hands more than needed, tapping, counting, saying special words, and asking questions many times, even when the answers are obvious, are all compulsions, and there are lots and lots of others. These behaviors become habits that make the victims feel better at first, but the feelings and thoughts come back, and they have to repeat their habits more and more.
All the animals began to talk at once.
Ooh, silence, please.
Hushed Hoot. Maybelle lifted her hoof so high that she almost fell down.
Go ahead, ask your question,
said Hoot.
How come Daisy listened to the O.C. Flea and Trotter didn't?
Asked Mabel.
Well,
said Hoot,
some animals are more likely to pay attention to O.C. Flea's message. And there may be others in their families who listen to O.C. Flea too, or have different worries and fears. We don't know why they have a hard time flicking the flea away like Trotter did, but it's no one's fault. It's just like pollen. Some animals are allergic and can't stop sneezing, while others just enjoy the smell of the flowers,
he explained.
us more, please?
Begged a nervous little chick, whom O.C. Flea had approached earlier that day.
What if you don't follow O.C. Flea's rules?
The funny thing is that nothing really happens,
replied Hoot.
At first, you feel really, really bad, but after a while, the bad feeling goes away and you don't have to repeat your habits anymore. O.C. Flea will try to come back, but if you don't listen, he will get weaker and quieter.
Hoot promised.
I've tried, and it's just too hard,
said Snort.
You sometimes don't even realize it's him. O.C. Flea is so sneaky. What he says seems really real.
He sighed deeply.
That's true.
Hoot agreed.
It isn't an easy task at all. But with lots of help and support, O.C. Flea can be beaten. Ooh.
All of a sudden, a gust of wind blew open the barn door, scaring the animals. A huge storm was heading straight towards the farm, bringing lightning, thunder, and buckets of rain. Farmer Brown ran into the barn and quickly saddled Biscuit.
Come on, boy! We have to get the animals to safety!
He shouted. Biscuit felt so nervous.
I can't waste time tapping and blinking,
he thought. No matter how bad he felt, he knew he had to ignore O.C. Flea's rules and help Farmer Brown. Henrietta ran into the chicken coop and yelled,
The wind is swirling all the feed. How will I keep a straight line? And my eggs, oh no, my eggs!
All the eggs had rolled together in the middle of the straw pile, and none of the chickens could tell whose eggs were whose.
What if I didn't lay an egg?
Henrietta clucked.
And look at my feathers, they are totally messy. I can't take it.
The image of the farmer's big tractor crushing the coop would not get out of her head. The noisy storm outside didn't scare her, but her thoughts did. Daisy wasn't having an easy time either.
What if water gets into my milk, Maybelle? What if it spills? Can you get sick from the rain? Maybelle, is there any such thing as rain cow disease?
She asked, sobbing. But Maybelle was busy trying to calm the young calves, and she didn't answer. Even though she was upset, Daisy noticed that the far side of the barn was dry. She knew that the only way to save the milk was to carry the buckets there.
What if I drool into the buckets?
She thought, but with no one else to help, she gathered all her courage and carried the buckets.
I can't believe I'm doing this,
she mumbled as she walked across the barn. The rain brought so much mud that it was party time at the pig pen. As the pigs chanted,
Go Plumpy! Go Plumpy!
Plumpy showed off his new mud-shaking dance. Only Snort was panicked. He tried to wash off the mud that had splashed on him, but he couldn't get clean. As he tiptoed to find a drier spot, he slipped and fell flat on his belly. He tried to stand, but he lost his footing and fell again. His thoughts raced.
Oh no! I can't believe I'm covered from head to toe in filth! What a nightmare!
The other pigs were shocked to see Snort all muddy. One shouted,
Hey, I think we have the winner of the muddiest pig contest!
The other pigs cheered.
Yeah! Go Snort! Go Snort!
A happy Snort tried to forget his rules and enjoy his sudden fame. He even forgot to do this as he oinked in celebration. That evening, Snort understood what he had to do.
I'll go to bed just like this. It may be the hardest thing I've ever done, but I'm gonna fight that O.C. Flea. Yes, I am,
he said to himself. He felt uncomfortable inside, but he was exhausted and fell asleep. Farmer Brown and his animals woke up to beautiful sunshine the next day. But the weather wasn't the only thing that had changed. Happiness and fun seemed to have returned to the farm. Henrietta was much less worried about the chicken coop, her feed, and her feathers.
Yep, whatever,
she told herself every time she felt she needed to repeat one of her old habits.
Nothing bad happened to me last night. I'm going to fight back, you mean, tricky, O.C. Flea,
promised Henrietta, and she did. Farmer Brown rewarded Biscuit with a huge sugar cube for being so brave during the storm.
I am just going to keep moving, just moving, without doing the old stuff,
said Biscuit, and he did. Over at the pig pen, Snort woke up filthy.
I don't feel as bad as I did last night. I actually don't even care that much anymore,
he thought. Instead of running to the shower,
Snort went back to the mud and Betty flopped with a huge splash.
This is scary, but I won't be bullied anymore. I think I'm even going to learn to love mud again. I'll fight O.C. Flea.
And he did. Daisy said,
Maybelle, I'm so proud that I saved so much milk, but I'm still a bit worried. Did you see whether I drooled into the milk?
Maybelle almost answered, but thought for a moment and said,
Daisy, answering those silly questions helps O.C. Flea, not you. If you ask me again, my answer will be, yes, you did drool into the milk, and we are very proud of you.
They both started to laugh. Daisy decided that when she started to worry, she would say silly things to herself, just like her friend Maybelle had. She would fight O.C. Flea, and she did. All the animals realized that the storm had given them the power to start fighting O.C. Flea. They knew the flea would not give up so easily, and they needed to continue the battle together. They put up a big sign on the entrance to the farm. It read,
Tips for living in an O.C. free land. 1. Don't listen to O.C. Flea or be afraid of what he says. 2. Fight O.C. Flea now. The sooner you start, the better it will be. 3. Make fun of O.C. Flea, not the animals who listen to him. 4. Never help a fellow animal. Do the things that O.C. Flea told him or her to do. 5. If O.C. Flea starts with you, tell your parents right away. 6. Don't let O.C. Flea take over your life. We know you can do it, so do it now.
Like Farmer Brown's animals, children can have problems with O.C. Flea, but the animals' battle became famous, and soon lots of children came to visit the farm to find out how to fight O.C. Flea. They learned that their strange worries and habits were part of a condition called obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. It wasn't their fault, and they didn't have to feel embarrassed. And best of all, they could do something about these problems. Understanding what OCD was helped the children feel safe enough to tell their parents about their worries and behaviours. Together they found out about a special treatment where the children would learn tools to help them cope with their anxiety. They would also practice exercises to help them face their fears and change their thoughts and behaviours. The children and their families came to understand that blinking, counting, washing, asking for reassurance, or doing other OCD habits only helped OCD get stronger. When they didn't listen to it or did the opposite of what OCD wanted them to do, they felt stronger and OCD became a smaller and smaller part of their lives. Instead of getting tricked, the children could trick OCD. Just like the animals during the storm, the children learned that when you fight OCD, you feel bad at first. If you don't give in, that feeling goes away and you feel better. They realized that O.C. Flea was just like the little voices in their brains, making them worry and telling them to repeat OCD behaviors. They made a pact with their families to fight back, just like Henrietta, Daisy, Snort, and Biscuit had. And they did. This audiobook was produced by and for the OCD Stories podcast with kind permission from Dr. Katia Moritz. Thank you to the voiceover artists. Henrietta the Chicken was voiced by Dr. Elizabeth McInvale. Daisy the Cow and Maybelle the Cow was voiced by Natalie Rubenstein. Snort the Pig, Other Pigs and Farmer Brown was voiced by Ethan Smith. Biscuit the Horse and Trotter the Horse was voiced by Dr. Stephen Poskar. O.C. Flea and Hoot the Owl was voiced by Dr. Jonathan Hoffman. The Nervous Little Chick was voiced by Nami Ralph. Tips for Fighting O.C. Flea was voiced by Dr. Fugan Nizzarolo. Narration by Stuart Ralph and story by Dr. Katia Moritz. Thank you for listening, and for more resources, head to theocdstories.com/resources or contact an OCD charity.